Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Terra's Daily Rant.
We're getting a look at some absolutely jaw-dropping numbers from the Department of Homeland Security.
Over 1,100 migrants with criminal records were released from detention facilities in December alone. Brooke Singman has the latest. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning, guys. That's right. Now, let's take a look at a more detailed breakdown of these releases. So, according to ICE, 515 of those migrants had prior criminal convictions, while 641 of them were facing active criminal charges. We're learning that deportation officers were actually told to stop making arrests and clear space for the impact that was expected when Title 42 was supposed to end. Officials say they had to make room for some of the worst border violators while simultaneously releasing criminals. Arizona Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says the real threat at our southern border is being overlooked. Listen.
What we need to be doing is cut off these cartels at the knees from being able to function. They are a criminal enterprise. We have a lot of threats at our southern border. The more than 250,000 illegal immigrant encounters in the month of December alone. Since October, more than 38 people on our terror watch list have been apprehended at our southern border. But the real threats are the cartels and the people we don't know about who've made their way across the southern border.
And Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw is also sounding the alarm that cartels pose just as big a threat to the U.S. as ISIS. He says, quote, it is time we directly target them. Now, he is rolling out legislation that he says will, quote, put us at war with the cartels by authorizing the use of military force against them. He said, we cannot allow heavily armed and deadly cartels to destabilize Mexico and import people and drugs into the United States. We must start treating them like ISIS because that is who they are.
Unbelievably.
Yep.
I mean, look, I'll just go ahead and say it. At this point, the Democrat Party is officially merged with the Mexican cartels. I mean, it is obvious. I mean, okay. When you understand and you have the head of our Border Patrol, the former head of our Border Patrol, under both Trump and Obama tell us, the cartels control our border. They control who comes and who goes. If they don't want you here, you don't come here. They don't just like, you know, it's not just like everybody's just kind of wandering over, okay? So when you hear this story, you have to understand, this is just in December, 1,100 illegal immigrants released from U.S. detention facilities with criminal records, half of them are actively wanted on charges. And we let them go? Yeah. Into the country. Okay. The question is, how did they get here and why are they here? Well, they didn't get here, Lee, without the cartel letting them get here. The cartel uses biometric systems now on par with ours, right? Let me spell this out. These are their criminals. They are going to blue cities that are welcoming them. What do the cartels do? And you can tell why the Democrats would be so interested in the cartels. I'm foreshadowing the news coming in the coming years. What do the cartels do? They control large swaths of Mexico. And everybody's on their payroll. You either take the money as a police chief, city council member, you know, member of Congress in the future from the area, or they kill you. You could try to survive for a while. You might pull it off with a full regiment of armed guard, but they usually get you in 9 months to a year. What happens when these cartels go into these blue areas? Well, now the petty ante You know, hey, I just control this corner drug dealer. He's gone. They're all gone. They're finished. They're going to be hanging from bridges, set on fire and the like. By the way, if you want to know where they go, Google this. I did this the other day. Set on fire or burning body and Los Angeles. It'll blow your mind. I was looking for one particular headless burning body, Lee. Which is what they do in Mexico. I mean, it's trademark cartel, right?
Yeah.
Oh, because somebody on the text line said, hey, you got to read about it. You know, you're talking about this family that was executed by the cartels, including the 16-month-old. They think it's a cartel hit. That's what the sheriff said. A 16-year-old young woman and her baby shot execution style in the head. And I got a text from somebody who lives in L.A. and listens to the show and said, no, you don't understand. That wasn't even a worse one. Go Google the one about the headless corpse that was found burning. So I'm thinking, wow, how do we miss that? And I Google it. Which burning headless corpse?
Yeah.
Is the question. They leave them all over the place. So this is what's coming. And I think the Democrats are looking at this like, well, you know, we could be profiting from crime in our communities. We could be getting the payoff. I mean, look, if they'll take it from the Chinese at the national level, why not local? Everybody should be getting paid. So, I look at this. I mean, it's like terror watch list suspects. This just came out. Southwest border interdicted. You see this? They got new numbers. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
150 so far in fiscal year 2023.
So I guess now the terror watch list just means them watching them come over the border.
Yeah.
Not watch out for them, arrest them, you know, let's prosecute them. Let's just watch them come over the border.
So wait, listen, I got to go back on Grabian right now because I got to screenshot that. Okay, so the number that we had before has now been updated. In December, they found, they caught 17 at the watch list, at the border. These are on the FBI's international terror watch list. It was, we were told, 28 total since October. So now we're finding out, no, the actual number is 150 off the watch list. Which, by the way, brings us to this now. Okay, wait, I just got it. Hold on. There we go. Wait, no. Oh, no, wait. That was a different thing. Okay. Which, by the way, brings us to this now. Judicial Watch. Here we go. I'm going to screenshot this. Okay, let me get the note. Okay, they just came up on Fox, but bear with me as I do show prep during the show. Okay, terror watch list suspects. FBI terror watch list caught at the border. Fiscal year. Okay, here we go. Fiscal year 2023, I got this wrong. I apologize. I was doing this on the fly as I was seeing on Fox. We are on track for fiscal year 2023. So that would be through September, right? 150 at this rate off the terror watch list will be caught at the border. And so far in fiscal year 2023, the number is 38 that have been caught. So that would be fiscal year 2023 would be October, November, December. A little bit of January. 38 so far, on pace for 150 this year at the current rate that we are catching these terror watch list suspects at our border right now. Okay. Put that with, I apologize for doing the show prep on the air. I don't usually normally do that, but that is breaking news. That's new. Judicial Watch just got from a whistleblower. This is how we have to find this stuff out now. Remember the whistleblower who had told them Al-Qaeda is planning airline attacks on our soil?
Oh, yeah.
They got the documents. They got the internal documents from the Department of Homeland Security. So, you know what's crazy about this? Department of Homeland Security, this is what the document says. Al-Qaeda is planning to take down our planes from inside our country. Let that sink in.
Yeah, there's just no excuse for that.
No. And so we've got the documents. Here's my first question. When was the Department of Homeland Security going to get around to telling us this?
Yeah.
I guess they weren't, right? Makes Joe look bad?
When are they going to get around to providing some security for the homeland?
Never.
I mean, if you're allowing terrorists to walk, people on the terrorist watch list to simply walk across the border.
But this is the new norm. I mean, think about how they've moved the goalpost here, right? So during the Obama era, it was, well, you got to release everyone who's with a kid, and you got to release anyone who says her boyfriend beat her in Mexico, which is all of them. They'll all say that to get released. And you got to release anybody who says they're part of a family. Well, that was everybody, right? But we're not going to release the criminals, though. Remember that? The criminals, the only ones we're going to send back. Sure. Then it was, well, okay, we'll keep some of the criminals, but just low-level crimes. Like if they kill a couple people drunk driving, that's cool. But everybody else has to go home. Now it's, we're just going to let the criminals go. I mean, that's where the segment started. 1,100 criminals with records or with records and currently wanted on charges either here or in other countries, let go. Let them go. And I mean, this is in the same, this right out of our detention facilities. This is in the same, literal week period where we're finding out from Fox News. I mean, I still, the most stunning thing I've reported was the Fox News map of cartel infiltration, where they are taking over the crime scene in cities. There were 63 cities, and among them were Charleston and Columbia. And we just had the sheriff on. He said, no, we got missed. Yeah. They're here, too. Yeah. And you just had on the news, you just had a news report about it, too, about the cartels.
Mm-hmm.
Being active in our state. So look, what they do is they're going to come in, they're going to kill the drug dealers. You're going to wish we had our good old American drug dealers back. They were great guys compared to these guys. They're going to collect the money, and then they're going to buy the local politicians. And then they'll buy the national politicians. So China better watch out, Lee. I mean, they're going to have some competition. I bet you Hunter's for sale. I wonder if the cartels want to buy any artwork. You think?
I don't know. They may have already, saturated that market already.
So, apology for that show prep in progress here, but we try to get the breaking news. This is just, it gets worse day after day. It's incredible.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.